everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, which is a website, a podcast, and an app. And actually, the app is live as of yesterday, so yay! Really excited about that. More on that later. Today, I want to talk about something that I think is probably on the minds of a lot of people listening to this, and that is Thanksgiving. So coming up in a few days, and my question to you is, are you going to be alone? Are you going to be alone on Thanksgiving? Are you going to be alone for part of it? Are you freaking out because this is your first Thanksgiving as a separated person or a divorced person? And, you know, just all the stress that goes with that. And in my opinion, it doesn't have to be that way. So that's what I want to talk about today. Being alone on Thanksgiving, tips to making it a great day, and reasons to be thankful despite your awful divorce. So I want to start off by giving myself some credibility here. So why can I talk about being alone on Thanksgiving? Because trust me, I've spent many Thanksgivings, actually more Christmases, alone, without my kids, without anybody, and turned out totally fine. So I understand how you feel. Nobody likes change. And Thanksgiving is a holiday that screams, I have to have fun, I have to be with people, I have to eat pumpkin pie, I have to have the greatest day and not feel lonely. And I totally disagree with that theory. I think people put way too much pressure on themselves at the holidays to have this awesome day. So that's the first tip I have in being alone on Thanksgiving. So forget all this pressure and enjoy this day. So what I want to say to you is think of it this way. It's a Thursday and you don't have to work. You are free to do whatever you want. Yes, businesses are closed. You can't really go shopping. There's certain things you can't do because things are closed, but so what? Do something you love. It's your opportunity to spend the day, even if you're by yourself, taking a bath, cooking for yourself, watching movies, reading a book, cleaning out a closet, anything you want to do. For me, it was always writing. Whenever I was alone and I felt lonely, I would just take out my computer and start writing. And I ended up writing 4 novels. So definitely do something that makes you happy. Doesn't even matter what it is. And I believe not just Thanksgiving, but every day should be treated like a gift like that. Just take advantage of the free time and just enjoy it. Okay, second tip about being alone on Thanksgiving, keep things in perspective. So I think that when people are going through a divorce, they tend to forget about everything else in the world, and the whole world revolves around your divorce. I get it because I've been there and I did that. And that's understandable. And all you can think about is what's going to happen and all the stress and what he's doing and his new girlfriend. And, you know, it's really hard. And I feel for you because, again, I've been there. So when I say keep things in perspective, what I mean by that is think about your life, not just your divorce. Try to be grateful for things like in your everyday life, like your children, obviously. Like, what's it going to be like next year at Thanksgiving? Like, try to think of the positives. Things could be completely different, and they will be. Think also about where you were last year at Thanksgiving. Maybe you were with your soon-to-be ex, but you were miserable. Well, so which place would you rather be in? That safe place that wasn't working for you, or the scary, lonely place that you know is just temporary? Does that make sense? Okay, we're talking about being alone on Thanksgiving and tips on how to enjoy the day. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and this is the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. So the third tip I have for you is ask yourself, Why do you feel alone? Why am I stressed that I have to spend Thanksgiving alone this year? What is stressing me out about being alone? Do you maybe need support? Do you need therapy? Well, obviously, if you're going through a divorce, those are normal feelings, but maybe there's something deeper going on, and maybe a therapist can help you learn how to be happier and more secure within yourself. By the way, I want to just mention a great therapy group. Jason Price is a person I've known for a really long time. He's a great therapist, and he's the founder of his practice, Affiliates in Counseling, and the Center for Divorce Recovery. I love Jason. Look them up on Divorce Girl Smiling or just Google them. They have offices all over Chicagoland, and they have like 30 therapists that work for them, and they all have different niches. I personally have gone to them in the past, and they're awesome. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Okay, so getting back to asking yourself why you feel alone. Maybe you need a therapist. Maybe you can figure it out yourself. Don't you deserve to be happy? What is it going to take for you to feel better about this, about being alone? Have self-confidence and try to figure it out. And if you can't, definitely get some help. And then another thing, another tip in being alone on Thanksgiving is to love yourself. I think this is the most important thing. So I always say this, people who are comfortable being alone are people that really love themselves. Because if you love yourself, you don't mind being with yourself. So even if that's on Thanksgiving, how do you love yourself? Well, self-love is something that comes with, in my opinion, doing things that make you feel good about yourself, volunteering, random acts of kindness, helping others. Like, let me give you some examples. Make a Thanksgiving dinner or anything, one casserole, and bring it to an elderly couple or an elderly person. Go visit someone in the hospital, someone who's sick, someone in a nursing home who has dementia or Alzheimer's. Give back. You could make a donation to a food bank for Thanksgiving. Anything you want to do, even writing one check for $25, it will make you like yourself. It will make you feel like you're making a difference in the world because you are. Just do things that perpetuate self-love. Make a phone call to someone you haven't talked to in a while and just say, you know, I just want to say hi. I'm sorry we lost touch. I was thinking about you. You will make that person's whole day. Those are the things that make you like yourself. When people do things like that, it makes you love yourself so that when you're alone on Thanksgiving, you don't feel bad because you like yourself and you like being with yourself. You don't need a spouse to validate that you're, you know, worthy enough of being in a relationship. It doesn't matter that you're not in a relationship right now. You'll be in a relationship soon. You'll see. Sometimes it just takes a while. But if you like yourself, that's where it starts. I want to move on to reasons to be thankful on Thanksgiving despite your awful divorce. And I'm really going to take you back to basics here because you might not like it and you might roll your eyes, but I don't know. I don't think you will. I think it might really make you think. Okay, so this is about focusing on all these things you have to be thankful for, even though the main thing in your mind is, I'm going through a divorce. I'm scared. I'm lonely. I'm stressed out. I'm worried about my kids. I'm worried about my finances. Where am I going to live? Am I going to have to move out of my house? I get it. You're feeling all these things. This isn't the best timing for Thanksgiving, but there's many, many things to be grateful and thankful for. Before I do that, I want to mention a Divorce Girl Smiling partner that might really be able to help you. If you're thinking about mediating your divorce, I would highly recommend Marjorie Jacobs. Marjorie is a divorce mediator. She's been in the business longer than most people. She started like 20-some years ago. I've known Marjorie for several years. I think she's really, really smart. She's such a good person. She's motivated. She's creative. You will really, really benefit by talking to Marjorie if you're thinking of mediating your divorce. And you can find Marjorie on Divorce Girl Smiling or just Google her at MarjorieJacobs.com. Okay, getting to the 10 reasons to be thankful on Thanksgiving despite your awful divorce. The first thing here is a layup, okay? Your kids. So you might really be at odds with your ex right now. You really can't stand him. You can't even look at him or her. But you wouldn't have these kids if you didn't know him or her. So take the focus off of what he did or how she's acting and just kiss and hug and love your children and just look at them and their beautiful faces. There is nothing in my life that gives me more joy than looking at my children. Number two, your health. So you're probably rolling your eyes thinking, yeah, Jackie, this is real novel information. I should be grateful for my health. I've never heard that before. But I want to tell you how I feel about this because I think it's important. So for those of you who don't know, I'm a cancer survivor. So I went through a divorce 14 years ago. I had cancer a year and a half ago. I'm not going to say one was worse than the other, or you shouldn't be upset about your divorce because at least you don't have cancer like Jackie does. No, that's not what I'm saying. They are two completely different issues with two completely different sets of stresses. And the divorce is extremely stressful and lonely and scary. But what I realized when I had cancer is that if you don't have health, you can't do anything else. So if you have health, look in the mirror and say, you know, I can do anything I want because I am alive and I am healthy. If you're healthy of mind and body and you are taking care of yourself to keep your health and doing everything you can to stay healthy, you can do anything. So that's number two. Okay, I want to move on to number three, your family. So I want you to think about each family member individually, what they've taught you in life, what you admire and respect about them, what and why you're grateful for them. You know, some family members drive us nuts at times, but remember this about family. They have your back, they're loyal, and they will love you unconditionally. So if they are sitting there giving you their two cents about your divorce or telling you you shouldn't get divorced or saying, you know, if I were you, I'd never get married again. Okay, whatever. Just know that they're doing it out of the goodness of their hearts. They're just trying to help you. So just remember that and love them for who they are. Number four is your friends. So I have some friends who have been there for me through my entire adult life. And I also have countless acquaintances who are fun and I go out with them, but that's all they are. And that doesn't mean I don't adore them, but I know who my real friends are. I've had girlfriends who have broken my heart. I've had girlfriends who just stopped calling me after I got divorced. And then I have girlfriends who were really, really there for me through my divorce. When I was married, when I was divorced, now that I'm with someone, they were there for everything. So if you have like even one person or two people like that, you are so lucky and you should be grateful for them. You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Pilisoff. We're talking about being alone on Thanksgiving and reasons to be thankful on Thanksgiving despite your awful, awful, awful divorce. Moving on to number five of why you should be thankful. I have to mention my dog, your dog or your cat or your pet. I am telling you, my dog has made me a better person, so much more patient, more caring, more giving. He has been there for me during such hard times. When I broke my wrist, I came home from surgery from the hospital. My dog sat there at my feet on the couch for a day and a half and did not leave my side. That dog is the best. I'm telling you, If you're getting divorced and you're even considering getting a dog, just do it. It's a little hard for the first couple months, all the training, the potty training, whatever. You can figure it out. I promise. You will be falling in love with this animal and you will never regret it. Moving on to number six, food. Food is something to be thankful for. And like I said earlier, if you want to do something great, send a check to the food bank in your area. You will be so happy. There are so many people who need food, and you have it, whether it's on your table on Thanksgiving and a huge spread or in your fridge. So let's say your ex has the kids this year. It's killing you, and you don't have any Thanksgiving plans, and you might be eating leftover Chipotle that's from your fridge. So what? You have food. You're not going to go hungry. I know it sounds really basic, but it's real. So try to have gratitude for it. And also, maybe consider cooking a Thanksgiving dinner like the day before Thanksgiving or the weekend after when you have your kids. I mean, just do it. They won't remember. Who cares if it's not Thanksgiving Day? I know a girl who used to do that, and she was just the happiest person. Moving on to number seven, your home. So you might be sitting here going, am I going to have to sell my home? I might not be here next year. Don't think about that. Just think about the home you have now. You love your home. Your kids are getting home in a couple days. I would binge watch. Let me tell you a few of my favorite shows. I love Homeland, Ray Donovan, Better Call Saul, and Breaking Bad. Oh my gosh, I never left the house for 3 months. I swear, I'm not kidding. Bloodline was a good one. So anyway, lots of good shows if you haven't seen them. And just enjoy being in your comfortable home. I also want to mention, if you do think you have to sell your house and you need a mortgage or you are buying your spouse out of the house, I would recommend contacting Jeremy Woods. He's a mortgage banker with Bank of America. I know Jeremy personally. I've known him for several years. Great, great guy and really good at what he does. So Jeremy Woods, you can Google him or you can find him on Divorce Girl Smiling. Moving on to number eight. Instead of focusing on your awful divorce and what's going wrong, try to realize how much is going right. I'm going to give you an example. This morning, you woke up. That's the first thing that went right. You're alive. You're feeling good. You're not sick. You turned on your lights. They worked. You went and made coffee. Your coffee was delicious. You went and worked out. Your body is allowing you to work out. Everything that you aren't even thinking about is going right every second. Every breath you take means everything is going right. You're healthy. You're relatively happy. Maybe you have a job. Maybe you're looking for a job. Just try to appreciate the things that go right in everyday life that you aren't even realizing. Okay, moving on to number nine because we're running out of time. Your bad marriage is behind you, even if you're in the thick of your divorce. Be thankful that your bad marriage is behind you. You're moving on. You're trying to get to a better place. Now, I want to say something to people who maybe have a spouse that left them and you're still sitting here and you can't even believe it. And your spouse is really happy with his new girlfriend that he left you for. Okay, first I want to say I'm so sorry. And I know countless women and men who this happened to. And I promise you, it's going to get better. You are going to realize that you're in a better place than you were when the person was either cheating or not happy with you. If they don't want to be married to you, they're doing you a favor. So your bad marriage is behind you. It's only going to get better. Moving on to number 10, the last thing that I'm going to say about reasons to be thankful on Thanksgiving, despite your awful divorce. The rest of your life. Do you realize how powerful this is? I mean, I know you're feeling sad, depressed, maybe still in shock, maybe angry, resentful, stressed, fearful, bitter. But the good news is, as time goes on, you'll feel less and less of these feelings and more positive feelings like hope, inspiration, being empowered, self-love, independence, and happiness. And remember that what I want to say in closing is remember that parts of your divorce are out of your control, but there's a lot that's in your control, like the decisions you make, including the people you surround yourself with, who you choose to spend time with, your professional life, how you are as a parent, and basically how you're spending your time to be happy. So please, please enjoy this Thanksgiving, no matter what you're doing. Be happy, be healthy, be self-confident, because you know that you can do this and you're so much stronger than you think. So thank you so much for listening, everybody. This is the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. And now you can go to Apple and you can download the Divorce Girl Smiling app. So please send me an email and let me know what you think. We're still working out a couple of the kinks, which is why I haven't fully launched the app and really blasted it out, because I just got to get some things fixed. But it is up. If you want to tell me what you think of it, I'd love it. So thanks so much for listening. And if you want to learn more, visit divorcegirlsmiling.com. And lastly, happy, healthy Thanksgiving and all the best.